Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Here's an idea that will grow on you. The new greenhouse kit from Mueller. It's the easy, affordable way to nurture your flowers and plants all year long. And with four sizes to choose from, we can accommodate almost every gardening enthusiast out there. Thanks to the bolt-together design, it's very easy to assemble. Our sturdy galvanized steel frame and clear polycarbonate panels offer year-round protection from the elements, while a trim package comes in a variety of colors to complement your landscape. Don't let your hard work waste away while your plants are hard hit by unpredictable weather. Grow your own greenhouse today. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to view our new greenhouse kits, as well as our do-it-yourself backyard kits and carports. Mueller has the ideal solution for the backyard storage you need, all in one affordable package. To speak with a sales representative at one of our 29 locations, give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, we're going to take a look at these livestock futures and kind of a rough day at the close on Friday, mostly lower across the board Friday.
That's exactly right. Our cattle complex, Dave, back on Friday traded mostly negative, at times had triple-digit losses, and did close on the negative side. We also saw boxed beef take a big drop to downside Friday. We're still waiting to see exactly what the cash trade was. We've heard of some 161 being paid in the Southern Plains, being able to get a handle on how many cattle moved at that price yet. We're still waiting for. Now, we also saw the lean hogs close on the negative side Friday also. Now, that choice box beef was down $2.81. Select boxes down 21 cents. Total movement of 103 loads. Cattle kill Friday, 111,000 head. The weekly kill, 569,000. Cash feeder index was 72 cents higher. On the close Friday, June cattle, $1.27 lower. August feeders down 55. June lean hog, 60 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, May 22nd, live on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on the internet at www.superiorclicktobid.com. 8 a.m. start time for 20,200 head to be sold, including 4,150 yearling steers, 2,600 yearling heifers, 5,500 weaned calves, and 5,700 calves on cows. For more information, go to superiorlivestock.com. or give them a call, 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Well, Tom, if we take a look at our grain futures, similar story. The grains also with a challenge, and they were lower finishing on Friday.
That's correct, Dave. We saw Friday the wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures all trade mostly lower and close lower. We really lacked any market-moving type news in our session on Friday to give our grains any real direction. For the week, we saw last week July KC wheat gained 33 cents, July corn gained 2 cents, July soybeans lost 23 cents for the week. Don't have a lot of news this morning. Trading overnight has been mostly on the positive side, led by both Kansas City and Chicago wheat to the upside. July KC wheat at the moment up 8¾ cents. July corn's up 3½. July soybeans trading a nickel higher. July cotton is down 85 points. July crude oil 60 cents higher. June dollar index now 52 cents higher, and June Dow Jones futures 17 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today, and I'll visit with you tomorrow. Look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.